That's an Anishinaabe prayer read by Mona Stonefish, one of the co-creators of a new exhibit on eugenics education in Ontario. The prayer is meant to be a gentle entry ahead of what's inside.
The study and practice of eugenics are a vital and urgent necessity for all civilized countries.
A voice actor is reading this radio message from 1938. It was written by the former Lieutenant Governor of Ontario, Herbert Bruce. You can listen to it and other radio messages advocating for eugenics in the province next to an old radio and a couple chairs in the corner of the exhibit. A stark acknowledgement that some Ontario legislators and academics push for eugenics to become policy in the province. Avadna Kelly is a University of Guelph researcher who found the radio transcripts after tracking down the University of Guelph course material. That was the starting point.
I just want to say that if you were to do a search for eugenics in a number of these archives, nothing would come up. So it took quite a bit more digging and also speaking with archivists who are willing to create unrestricted access to these archives.
How did you find it then?
Yeah, so it really started with a hunch. My academic supervisor had a hunch that eugenics might have been taught at one of the founding colleges of the University of Guelph. And from that hunch, I started searching. Then I found a clue in a book with a reference to one of the folders in the campus archives at University of Guelph. And that would have been virtually a dead end had I not been in conversation with the archivists there, and they had recalled seeing other files in the archives referring to eugenics. And it was from those conversations and those files that then I was able to start to really, I could figure out who was teaching and when, and I could start to piece it together.
Were you pretty shocked at what you found?
Extremely shocked. I can share some of the materials with you, and they're very shocking. No one knew.
And why is that? Why was it this hidden narrative?
I think, you know, that this history has been obscured. I think it has been hidden. I don't think people really want to acknowledge that such hurtful and hateful ideas were being taught for decades in Canada, never mind, you know, locally, you know, like people don't want to admit that kind of thing.
Well, let's go over to the documents that you're referring to.
So you can see over here, for example, that the first exam that I found that clearly connects to human betterment and trying to bring genetics to human betterment is in 1914. So that's sort of the first year where I really see a shift in the nature of the exam questions that directly link to eugenics.
And this is a biology course?
Yeah, so the course is called Science 12, Biology. It's so predictable, like it was such a tradition to teach this that I could find it in the same files, the same place in the files year after year after year after year.
How did it shift?
So you start to see the language really sort of ramp up around the time of the Second World War in terms of becoming way more nationalistic. You see anti-immigration sort of language coming in as well. And that's sort of ramping up. Even within their psychology courses, eugenics was also weaving in.
Is there any other research that shows eugenics courses were taught to this degree at other Canadian universities?
I think this is the biggest research done so far on eugenics in education in Ontario. This is a major archive. This is over 30 years of eugenics being taught.
It is an uncomfortable and difficult history to share.
That's Dawn Owen, the curator at the Guelph Civic Museum.
What we started to learn through some of the archives at the university was that, in fact, eugenics was not only theorized about and practiced within the university, but that there were multiple decades where the practice of eugenics not only happened sort of locally within this community, but then also because the students who were learning eugenics were then going into professions professions, teaching professions, medical professions, social work professions, and carrying the knowledge and the practice of eugenics into those spaces. So where we can see, you know, the core understanding or the core development of the practice here in Guelph, we can actually trace lines between, say, for example, McDonald Institute and the Ontario Agricultural College into other institutes across the province and, frankly, across the country.
For Don Owen and Evadne Kelly, the exhibit is a move toward reconciliation.
The revealing or the surfacing of this history is so important to this exhibition. It's really where the story begins. And we hope that with truth, with knowledge, will come down the path or will lead us down the path towards reconciliation.
It's hard when you live with privilege to recognize what that is and how it may have impacted and hurt others. And we really want people to step into this space and feel welcome and safe coming in and considering all of that. And to come out thinking something may be new.